Hello.
Paul, you get everything ready and lay out my. I think I'll take my boots. What have they got my brown boots still on display down there?
No, sir.
No, my other brown ones.
Yes, the ones you left down there, so they're.
I'll wear the new ones, I guess. Hello.
Mr. President, I'm getting him right on.
Oh, I thought you said you had.
There you are, Mr. President.
Dick.
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you? Yes. Dick, I hope I'm not waking you up on the.
No, we're an hour later, you.
Yeah, I thought I might review with you, if you had about 5 minutes, some of the developments overnight, so that you could be kept up to date. I would prefer that you not say that I'd call, because I don't want to. I want to be able to do it from time to time without being alarming. First, this is super secret, but it shows you how serious these things could be, and I don't want anybody to know it, even on your staff, but yourself. Now, these things all add up. When they went in, first thing everybody says, why were we caught napping? So we want to be sure that we evaluate them all. We met this morning at 7 o'clock to do that. I would think that well, nobody knows that they do not think it's as imminent as they did either last evening or in the case of Czechoslovakia. Dobrynin asked to see the Secretary of State this morning at 10 o'clock. I was notified of that, and then when I did, I told him to just bring him in last night. They brought him in last night, and He told us about this was not a matter of our concern, the Czechoslovakian operation. We'd been pretty tough on them in the United Nations. And that this didn't involve Berlin. This was a communist Warsaw Pact operation. And we leveled pretty hard on the Romanian thing, hoping that it would be a deterrent. And we told him that our people just didn't understand this. And they couldn't count on divisions in this country and couldn't think because the cat's away, the mice would play in because we had a political campaign and we weren't going to be united. And that I was going to be president until January the 20th. And our policy was going to remain unrelenting and undeviating and unappeasing. And they knew definitely how we felt about these things. We didn't want to be threatening or issue ultimatums, but we wanted them to know in clear, direct, unmistakable terms about aggressors prowling around in the world. Rusk said that pretty strong to him, and then I simultaneously made that statement in a speech where Fulbright was present. He didn't applaud it, but everybody else did. And so that's about where we are this morning. I wouldn't want you to think I was keeping you briefed and these things came up, didn't know about them. I would caution you again to say that our best people cannot speak with finality any more than you can after you hear these facts. They do not feel as concerned as they did about Czechoslovakia. They do think we ought to be alert and prepared, so all of our people are alert and prepared. A little louder, Dick. They think there's some division probably in the Politburo there now. They think that they got so concerned about what was happening that they think that their whole future may depend on it and that there's a division of thought. But I don't guess they know any more than we do. I don't know whether there's division in our command or not. I hope there's not between the three of us, Humphrey and you and me. But
what is the situation?
A little louder.
What is the situation on the Czech thing now? That's just going to be the Czechs had to cave basically, and now they'll try to be. You don't anticipate any recurrence there, do you?
Well, our people believe that we should strongly specify to the Soviets the consequences of their continued occupation in terms of both bilateral relations and our preparations in NATO, and that we should tell the Czechs that we're telling them that. And there's 1,000 tanks around Prague now, and of course they're hopelessly outnumbered, but if this thing breaks in Romania and in view of the continuing uneasiness in Yugoslavia, we might be called on to make some rather serious decisions.
Now, do you have any other countries that put about the Poles? Are they being quiescent, or do they know these things?
Yes, they know they're happening, and they are trying to explain Mino Alamo that they want our relations to go on with them, and they can't control this, and that's kind of the attitude they're taking. It's seething, though, and I think they have some divisions there, and I think the Soviets know that we have problems in our campaign till November. I don't mean to imply you've given us any, because you haven't. But, you know, the conventions and things of that kind. And you're kind of tempted, you know, when the store's unattended.
On that, it seems to me, I don't know whether, I wonder if you got information. That bunch out there in the park, where obviously I had a little experience in this, you know, they were led without question by the commies, it seemed to me. Does Hoover have any report on that?
Yes, I'll be glad to get that material to you. I have asked for very detailed investigations. I think it's important. I don't think that you need to have more than this. The Dellinger and Hayden. And Hayden are both in and out of Hanoi all the time, and they planned for this weeks ahead of time. And Daly was pretty much on top of it. And although he got 100-odd policemen wounded, he didn't let them take over either the convention or the town or anything else. And he feels very much like you do and I do.
Get that story out a little better.
Well, we tried to. You know, the networks, I don't know what our problem is there.
Cronkite began to get it the last night. He was good, but NBC didn't. And, you know, this thing about all this, I mean, this is just a disgraceful damn thing when they completely, they, after all, police can be a little rough. Some of those guys are pretty tough, but. On the other hand, nobody was pointing out the provocation.
Not at all. And Shirley McCain and this Greer were interviewed 14 times in California and New York, and Wisconsin dominated the airways for 3 days, as it show.
Yeah.
And
we know the guys that are from those states. I know the Californians. You know, that's the far left out there.
Sure, and it was in.